Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, lessons, debates, discussions, covering a wide range of topics. What's up today? Indiana Jones, more of Indy. As I mentioned in the last episode, I finally rewatched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And we're going to get to my thoughts on rewatching in a few episodes. But in the meantime, I thought we'd cover some ground, have some fun looking at the previous movie. So yesterday's episode, we did Raiders of the Lost Ark. So now how about Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? Stars, I give it 4.5 out of 5. Indiana Jones returned 3 years after Raiders at a prequel. Again, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. These episodes that I'm doing here are based on some reviews that I wrote back in 2023 before Dial of Destiny came out over at DisneyBizJournal.com. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. So let's start again. 4.5 stars for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. As I said, Indy returned 3 years after Raiders at a prequel, and it showed an ability on the part of director Steven Spielberg to make a bit darker indie movie, but still without losing assorted humor and charms. In this prequel, set in 1935 and starting in Shanghai, Harrison Ford returns with a different set of supporting characters. I've long loved the opening to Temple of Doom. It begins by featuring a 30s-style musical number set in a nightclub with Willie Scott, Kate Capshaw, singing Anything Goes in a mix of Chinese and English. Capshaw shines as the wildly funny, gold-digging, out-of-place Scott, who amidst peril is annoyed by dirt, breaking nails, getting wet, and just being outside. At the same time, she has a real streak of fierceness. And we are introduced to Ki Hoi Kwan as Short Round. I hope I didn't butcher that name. To the great credit of Kwan, Spielberg, and the writers, Willard Huck, Gloria Katz, and George Lucas. I think I got one of those names wrong. Short Round is funny and endearing as opposed to being a drag on the movie, as too often happens when children are introduced into a film in which they might not necessarily be expected. Short Round is to be enjoyed and appreciated as essential to the story rather than merely being tolerated. This time around, Ford again ably portrays Indiana Jones, including overconfidence in a comical way, charm, waggishness, compassion, determination, courage, and improvisation, all with the fedora and whip at the ready. Complaints that Temple of Doom is too dark, quite frankly, are overblown. This is an indie tale that, with a dark, brutal cult as his opponents, serves up plenty of adventure, at times journeying into camp, jeopardy, fights, daredevil escapades, gross bugs, romantic flirtations, and smart banter. While Temple of Doom does not reach the adventure highs of Raiders, it comes darn close. So there you go, my take on Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Thanks for listening. If you like action, adventure, mystery, thrillers, please check out my Pastor Stephen Grant novels, Kindle and paperback editions at Amazon.com, signed books over at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Also, a little historical fiction. Please check out Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel, also at Amazon and at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.